चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
गवर्नमेंट एनकरेजिंग इथेनॉल प्रोडक्शन। नेशनल शुगर इंस्टीट्यूट कानपुर ऑर्गेनाइज अ नेशनल वेबिनार ऑन अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टॉपिक, अ स्टेप अहेड टुवर्ड अ फ्यूचर फ्यूल। टुडे इन कोलैबोरेशन विद इंडियन शुगर मिल्स एसोसिएशन, इनॉग्रेटिंग द वेबिनार श्री सुधांशु पांडे, सेक्रेटरी फूड एंड पब्लिक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया, स्ट्रेस्ड अपॉन रिड्यूसिंग डिपेंडेंस ऑन इंपोर्टेड क्रूड ऑयल। Indian government has chalked out the EBP program in a phased manner, that is, by 2022 the blending target is 10% and by 2030 it is to be raised to 20%. In order to achieve the goal of EBP 10 and subsequently of EBP 20, there is need for adding ethanol capacities and developing alternate feedstocks. The potential of maize abundance availability can be harnessed for ethanol production, which will help the farmers in getting good rates of their produce, he added. Shri Subodh Kumar Singh, Joint Secretary Sugar, Government of India, in his address, informed that in order to boost ethanol availability during the last 1 year or so, 362 proposals for a loan amount of over 18,000 crores have been approved, which may result in adding about 600 crore liter ethanol capacity per annum. Professor Narendra Mohan, Director, National Sugar Institute, suggested that without inviting food versus fuel debate, surplus grains, namely rice and maize, can be used for production of ethanol. With rice and maize, it is possible to attain average ethanol yields of 450 liter per ton and 380 liters per ton, with a valuable byproduct, distiller's dried grain with solubles, DDGS, to be used as cattle feed. Since only a limited quantity of ethanol can be produced using molasses from sugar industry, development of alternate feed stocks like surplus grain, sweet potato, sugar beet, sweet sorghum and cassava is important. Shri Vivek Pitti, President, Indian Sugar Mills Association, while appreciating the efforts made by the government in encouraging ethanol production, suggested that for using feed stocks other than molasses, the distilleries are to be converted into dual feed stock based distilleries, and thus government may consider grant of financial assistance besides ensuring good prices of the ethanol made from such feed stocks. Dr. Sanjay Rakshit, Director, Indian Institute of Maize Research, Ludhiana, made a presentation on availability of maize in different regions of the country and suggested construction of ethanol units based on availability of a particular feedstock in the region. Shri Atul Mure, President, Messrs. Praj Industries, Pune, and Shri Sanjay Desai, Managing Director, Messrs. Excel Industries, Pune, made presentations on conversion of existing molasses-based distilleries into dual feedstock-based distilleries working on molasses and grains. Technology is not a barrier, but the project costs of such distilleries shall be higher by around 20 to 25% to those of molasses-based distilleries, they said. Dr. Mrs. Seema Paroha, Professor Biochemistry, National Sugar Institute, also made a presentation about potential feedstocks which can be used for ethanol production. Use of such alternate feedstock shall help in improving the capacity utilization of the ethanol units and hence better economic sustainability of these units also, she said.